Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell. Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Brandy.
Did you have a good Easter?
I did. Actually, no. We had a lot of sicklings.
It never fails with my family, like the extended family.
Yeah.
There's always at least one group that's sick. I feel like the kids wait and they're like, oh, it's a holiday. You want to do something with the family? We had a good Easter.
Easter Bunny hid way too many eggs.
He did. I had to help Dex find the Easter eggs.
Did you?
I did.
Well.
But I didn't get to keep what was inside of him. I had to give him back the toys.
Oh, dang it.
I know. He did give me one pink bunny because he couldn't believe the Easter Bunny put a pink one in there. And I was like, well, maybe he knew that I like pink.
Oh, that was sweet. Well, so let's talk about Brittany Zamora.
Okay. I've never heard of her.
This bitch hid Easter eggs up in her cooch.
What?
And, no.
Was it this like a Kegels exercise?
No. Or
come and find it.
13-year-old Easter eggs.
Oh, God. How old is she?
She was 27, I believe, at the time.
What can a 27-year-old find attractive about a child?
Don't know.
That blows my mind.
I don't know. You know, you always hear about cases like this and you're like, what? But you would be shocked how many there are.
Yeah, you actually do. I feel like I hear more about female teachers and students than male teachers and students.
Mm-hmm. At the end of this, I'm just going to give you a little list of teachers or school workers that are actually involved with your children at school. Mm. So, yeah.
I had one when I was in high school. He went to jail.
Oh, I thought you meant you.
No. I didn't have one. No, he was a teacher at my high school, but he was messing with a high schooler from another high school, and he got caught, and he went to prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're wrong for that. Brittany Zamora is a former Arizona teacher who pleaded guilty to sexually abusing one of her male students and was sentenced to 20 years behind bars.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Brittany married her childhood sweetheart, Daniel Zamora, just 3 years before this incident. So she was basically a newlywed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're almost still in the honeymoon phase, you would think.
Should be. So they kind of knew each other their whole lives, but still, you're married, you got a great life. According to her resume, Brittany held a bachelor's degree from Arizona State University and graduated with a 4.0.
Damn, she was dedicated.
Yeah, she was on her way to earning a master's degree from Grand Canyon University.
That sounds like a cool university.
So, you're smart. She is gorgeous. I mean,
she is. She's a really cute lady.
She's very attractive. She's married her childhood sweetheart. I don't know. You got it all put together. She was a role model in her community.
I'm sure this made her husband feel real good about himself.
Oh, poor thing. She was teacher of the year at Littleton Elementary in Avondale, Arizona in 2016.
What?
Yeah. So, what the hell, Brittany?
Brittany, bitch.
I'm Brittany, bitch.
I love Britney Spears.
Same. I really do. I know she's not well, but
I know. Brittany. We all know you have a hot body. You don't have to show it all off. Like, leave a little to the imagination.
I think she feels like a fading flower.
Shit, she still looks like she's smoking hot. I think she looks better now than when she was 16.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Brittany, bitch, if you have any workout tips for me and Kelly, maybe she'll listen and she'll come down and give us a yoga lesson. We can be besties. We'll let you into our group.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Twisted my arm.
So, Brittany was recruited by Timothy Dickey. Why do we always have, like, Tim Dickey. Little Timmy Dickey.
There's several last names that I think are hilarious.
I know. We always get them.
We do.
Okay.
Here, I'm Mr. Dickey, the principal.
Okay, so Timothy was the principal of Las Brisas Academy Elementary in Goodyear, Arizona. Brittany was recruited at 27 years old, and Dickey said that the kids just loved her, and she was really great with them.
What is elementary school? Is that like through fifth grade?
I believe so, because middle school would be sixth through eighth. Yeah.
Fifth. Okay.
The trouble started when Brittany was planning on being out of school in the late fall of 2017. She told her students, I'm going to be out of school, so if you get bored, text me because I'll be really bored.
Wait, she told her elementary students to text her?
Yep, because she would be really bored. One of her 13-year-old students, we'll call him Little Billy, actually texted her. He sent a text that read, Hi, Ms. Zamora. Okay, so that's about as 13 as you can get.
Yeah.
Hi, Ms. Zamora. The texting continued, and Little Billy said it eventually turned into flirting. He stated to the police, I don't remember how it got, like, really intense, but we would, like, flirt, and she would be like, OMG, I love you, and I would tell her I loved her, too. And then she would talk about how she wanted to do stuff with me, and I'd tell her that I wanted to do that stuff, too.
Oh, like sexy stuff? Uh-huh. Or, oh, God.
He said, the first time we kissed, like, I was saying bye to her, and I gave her a hug, and, like, she started kissing me, so I kissed her back.
Oh, my God. So this is at school?
I don't know. She was on break. Oh. So, yeah. So, like, I don't know if
they met up at the skate rink.
That's freaky weird, first of all, to have your students texting you because you're bored. Where's your husband?
Yeah, like, I don't give my phone number out to anybody. I sure as hell I'm not giving it out to a bunch of 13-year-olds.
No, God, no. No,
that's weird.
Yeah. So on February the 7th, 2018, three students went to the principal to give a statement. So he started investigating. He said that he got a lot of, she favors him, he gets away with more stuff, etc. Dickie continued to say that kids spread rumors and say things, and it's kind of common as an administrator that that's typically what it ends up being. 2 days after getting the written statement from the three students, Dickie addressed Zamora's class. And he said, the first thing that I did was commended the students that came to me and gave a written statement. He said, I didn't specifically give names, but I said those students that came to me did the right thing. However, the students that are spreading rumors and talking amongst each other, that doesn't really help anybody and it doesn't lead to any solutions. In other words, you did a great job. Now shut the fuck up.
I was just about to say, so you don't want to believe the students, but you're asking them to tell you stuff, but you're not going to believe them. Like, what's the point? I wouldn't tell them anything either.
Yeah, you're telling me, but spreading rumors.
That's bad.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know what, Principal Dick? I think we have a job for you somewhere. I don't like this principal.
Zamora approached Principal Dickie about the rumors. She started crying and she said, I don't know, the only two things I care about in my life, you know, are my husband and my career.
Man, I really thought you were going to say my husband and my class or my students and be like, well, I mean, she really does care about that student.
She cares about the one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he started asking her questions. Do you talk to the kids outside of school? She said, no, I only talk to the kids through Classcraft.
I wonder if that's like the Remind app.
It is kind of like, so it's like an online connection with your teacher, like I guess what they did during COVID maybe.
Okay.
If you have homework assignments or whatever, they can check in or you can message your teacher or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So she was partially lying.
Yeah, our school uses Google Classroom. Yes. So you can contact back and forth with the teacher without actually having their personal information.
And these are great things to have, but I'm telling you as a parent, if you think that your kid is safe at school, you need to think twice about that.
Yes, absolutely. Small school, big school.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Go through their bags, go through their messages online. Yeah. Which a lot of stuff is online now. You know, they don't even have textbooks anymore. So.
I was shocked my kids did not have textbooks.
Yeah.
That they did everything on the computer.
And it makes it almost impossible to help your kid with any homework and stuff because you don't have... Dickie said he gave Zamora some guidelines. And he says that, I didn't think it was anything like sexual abuse, but I was a little bit concerned. And I'd seen some unprofessional behavior at that point. Don't know what exactly he saw, but... apparently, he was a little concerned.
I wonder if this is something he wrote up so he would have a record of it, or if this is just, I recall,
I bet.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
I doubt if there was anything written. Yeah. And it's just because he's sitting in there talking to the detective that he's like, oh, yes, I gave her some guidelines because I felt like her telling me that her job and her husband were a little fishy.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Dick, do you remember exactly what these rules were that you gave her?
Mm-hmm. Dickling. Dickling. The detective is heard asking Dickie if he ever talked to the parents about the rumors. He said, I didn't. That was one that I didn't want to blow up, you know, like, and make it more than it really was. And, well, I didn't, you know, that was it. That's what he said.
Well, obviously, you know, you're wrong because it kind of sounds like you're backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it is nothing, you have three children that went in there and were brave enough to write a statement about what they heard. And you didn't investigate this. You talked to her and was like, oh, no, she's fine.
She's cool. She was a little fishy. I don't know.
I mean, my first question would have been...
Not enough to concern him to put her on suspension or leave or question the boy.
Well, I would have been like, why did you give your cell phone number out to 13-year-olds? Because you're going to be bored and you want them to text you? Like,
well, it was all... They communicated through Class Act.
Oh, so it wasn't her cell phone.
No. That's what... I'm sorry. I should have reiterated that in the beginning. But it was all through Class Act. So she wasn't really lying, although she was lying. She did communicate outside of school, but it was on school.
You would think for these kind of messaging apps or student things, like the principals, vice principal and stuff would have access to see just to make sure, like, you're loading the correct classwork on there or you're not loading anything on there. And, you know, you're having these private messages.
I smell it. I smell a fart.
She right there. It was her.
Dang it, Ellie. Ellie's our black lab. She farts all the time, and it's...
I feel like she always has her butthole pointed towards us, too.
Really?
Yep, she does.
She does. She probably lifts her tail, too.
Probably so. I'm going to wash
her. She probably wags it to to flavor the air.
Be aromatic.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
In my opinion, Dickie's telling the detectives that he was a little suspicious of her activity. Why didn't he go? And she said she only communicated through Classcraft. Why didn't he go then to Classcraft and look over these messages? He didn't think it was anything. He didn't want to believe it was anything. He just thought it was rumors.
He thought it was rumors. He didn't want to add any more work to his plate.
That's right.
It's fine.
Laziness.
Everything is fine.
Mm-hmm. Police say that there were at least four sexual encounters between Zamora and Little Billy, which took place in the beginning of February 2018 in the middle of March 2018. A little over a week after Zamora spoke to Principal Dickie about the rumors, she and Little Billy would engage in a sexual encounter.
After?
A week after she talked to her boss, her principal, and was no, there's nothing going on. A week later, she just dives right in.
She sets up a booty call with a 13-year-old.
She actually did. On February 16th, 2018, Zamora told Little Billy to sneak out of his grandparents' home where he was staying for the weekend. The two kissed and engaged in oral sex in Zamora's car.
What?
The next day, Zamora and Little Billy engaged in another sexual encounter at his grandparents' home where they actually had sex.
Were his grandparents there?
I don't even know.
She probably snuck in through the damn window.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, this is Romeo and Juliet. No, bitch. They were the same age.
No.
Get off of the lattice work, Zamora.
I hope you fall and break your ankles.
It's not really connected to the house.
On March 7th, 2018, Little Billy said he had sex again with Zamora in her classroom after a school talent show.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Another student, a friend of Little Billy, told detectives he saw Little Billy and Zamora touch each other after the talent show when Little Billy and Zamora had a sexual encounter. The detective asked the friend if Zamora was saying anything. He said, and I quote, poor baby. He said, no, they were just doing it, and it was very uncomfortable. So that's why the second day they were doing stuff, I just left.
So he was in there when they had sex?
The room. They wanted him to be a lookout.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Little Billy described another sexual encounter in Zamora's classroom that he says happened the next day, March 8th, 2018.
Oh, my God.
Zamora also had an inappropriate encounter with that same student that witnessed them on March 7th.
So she was messing around with two students?
She tried. She allegedly asked him if he was circumcised or uncircumcised. Oh. When the student said he didn't know what that meant, she looked it up on her phone for him. If you're talking to a, first of all, if you're talking to a male and he doesn't know what circumcised or uncircumcised is, you shouldn't be asking him. Yeah,
that's probably a sign he's too young for you, Zamora. Yeah. He has not hit puberty yet. He is not an adult.
He did say that there were no other inappropriate remarks made, and she didn't try to touch him or anything. But I feel like if he would have said one way or the other, that she would have probably gone for him.
Like, yeah, she probably would have been like, just don't tell little Billy. It'll be our little secret.
Oh, my God. All right. So screenshots of direct messages on Instagram between Zamora and Little Billy showed explicit flirting. Okay. Mm-mm. She said, quote, WYD, which is what you doing. He replied, thinking about your sexy self. And she said, aw, baby, with the love heart emoji, you know, love heart eyes emoji.
Yes.
I wish you were here with me. The boy replied, I want you, baby. And that's BBY, by the way.
Oh, God.
When can we fuck again?
What?
Mm-hmm. And Zamora replied, I want you too, baby, so bad. Whenever we can, you know I'm down. And she added, like you, for real, get sexier to me every day, LOL. LOL.
Oh, God.
He replied, I want to fuck you so bad, baby. Those times weren't enough. And she responded, me neither, baby. I want you every day with no time limit. If I could quit my job and fuck you all day, I would. I'll give you whatever I want, baby.
Oh, my God.
This is a 27-year-old woman with a 13-year-old child.
She could be his parent.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, she could.
Oh, God.
She also said, OMG, I love you, and OMG, LOL, you're so cute, baby. I wish you could have stayed with me after. The boy replied, me too. I wish I could just hang out with you whenever we wanted.
Yeah, but you can't because it's against the law.
Right. There were hundreds and hundreds of messages like that. Just you're absolutely disgusting.
You're being raped by your teacher. You're being groomed.
Groomed. Yeah, he was definitely being groomed.
Oh, God.
So, in addition to having sex with a 13-year-old, there were two incidents of other sexual acts and sending him pictures of herself in lingerie or naked.
Oh, my God.
Little Billy sent Zamora nude photos of himself as well.
Mm-mm.
Cops also say that Zamora and the student fondled each other in the back of the class while other students watched a video in class, unaware of what was going on.
I know somebody else saw that. Kids always look around whenever they're watching videos. So you were caught, you nasty bitch. I'm almost positive I didn't know what sex was when I was 13. So
on March 21st, 2018, Little Billy's stepmom got an alert on her phone of the word baby getting continuously used. So she had installed something on Little Billy's phone that would alert her whenever he used like explicit words or, you know, love or baby or anything like that. So she said, this time I saw at the bottom it had Mrs. Zamora.
Mm-mm. I wonder what this was called that she used. That's pretty neat. I didn't know anything like that existed.
We'll have to look that up.
I'm just a nosy bitch that reads and gets text messages and see who they're talking to on the phone. Right. But they know. I told them I'm going to do it as long as I'm paying for it. And then which...
It's my job to protect you. And things like this, exactly like this, is why you do that.
Yeah.
Which you don't know who's preying on your child, and their minds are sneaky too, but
not the kids, like the adults that do this.
Definitely.
They do what they can to get around and to make the kid think that they're not doing anything wrong when they actually are. And then the adult knows they're doing it wrong, but it's like
they're easily manipulated because they're highly impressionable at this age.
Yes, highly impressionable.
She said, by this time, I saw at the bottom it had Miss Zamora. The Instagram profile had her name. Little Billy's stepmother told the detectives, I am familiar with her profile name because she has messaged me through Instagram as well. Oh,
God.
What an idiot.
So she was signing all of her messages to Billy as Miss Zamora.
Mrs. Zamora, her Instagram.
You know, you could, like, how on iPhones. I don't know if you still can, but you used to be able to have like a sign off on every single freaking text message that you sent.
Oh, yeah. So yes. I wonder if... Little Billy's father came home and they confronted him, asking if he and his teacher had sex. And he replied, yes.
What?
Emphatically. They then asked how it happened, and he told them about sneaking out of his grandparents' house after the talent show in the classroom at his grandparents' house. Basically, he spilled the beans.
Oh, my God.
She contacted him on his phone and asked him where he was, got him to give her the address of her mother-in-law's house. This is a stepmom telling detectives.
Is this like Little Billy's? Okay.
Yeah, Little Billy's stepmom. And she told my son, my husband is fishing. I want to see you.
Sounds like you're fishing too, bitch.
Mm. She got the wrong worm.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't supposed to have that kind of worm.
That's an underage one, boo.
It's not right. Mm-mm. Little Billy's parents called Principal Dickie that night, who called the police.
Oh, he actually took this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. If you would have done this when you were first told, she would have never raped this child.
That's right. On March 21st, 2018, the evening police were called. Zamora called Little Billy's parents.
What?
She picks up the phone and calls his mom and dad.
What Needless the fuck to say, was she thinking?
Yeah, it became heated. His parents were recording the call.
Oh, good thankfully. Job. High five,
yes,
parents.
High five. Little Billy's dad said, what type of beeping pervert person are you? I want to know right now. You're a child molester. Do you understand me? He said. And Zamora responded, why do you say that?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, beep. See, I'm a lot smarter than you, the father says. And she says, can we meet, you know, to talk about this? We can settle outside. And he cut her off. He said, oh, yeah, that's what we can do. So I can give you a chance to do it to someone else's kid. That's exactly what we're not going to do. No. And then he said, make sure you tell your husband what's going on. Unbelievably, she says, he's right here. He wants to talk to you.
What?
Her freaking husband was listening on the phone call, and he jumps on the call.
Oh, no.
And then he said, you know, she's done so much, and she made a huge mistake, and the biggest mistake anybody can make in their whole entire life. And think about, I mean, God preaches forgiveness. And it was then said that he only knew she crossed the line and wasn't really aware of, like, the sexual encounters, like the actual sexual encounters. He thought it was just messaging.
Oh, God, no.
And the dad said, your wife decided to be a monster and prey on a child. She scarred my son mentally. Do you understand what a 13-year-old boy did? He had sex with a teacher. Do you get that at all? Uh-uh. Then the father said, do me a favor. Don't call this number back again, or the next time you hear from me, we'll be in court.
Oh, God.
Right.
That pisses me off.
They had no clue. Like, well, he had no clue that they actually had sexual encounters. And so he was fighting for his, you know, he was like, well, she made a mistake. Let's just, you know, can we just talk about this?
Even if I caught my husband sending flirty text messages to an adult, we would have a problem.
But how ballsy are you as Mrs. Zamora?
Yeah.
Wanting to call his parents in the first place?
That's fucking crazy.
And be like, what are you talking about? I'm not a child molester. I'm not a monster.
Like, we've already
Bitch,
called the cops.
Please.
Like, you really, you right. don't know that our child already told us everything. Mm-hmm. You think we're going to believe you over our baby?
Right.
Mm-mm.
So the next day, March 22nd, 2018, Zamora was arrested and charged with 9 counts of sexual conduct with a minor, 2 counts of molestation of a child, and 1 count of obscene material transmitted to a minor. And I think she also should have been charged with pornography because he had a nude picture sent to her.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
So that
like
never
underage
came
underage child porn.
All felonies. And, you know, she... When the detective told Zamora she was going to jail, her reply was, I'm little, they're going to tear me apart. Because she's only like 5'0", like 5 foot flat.
That's what you're worried about?
Mm-hmm.
Not destroying a child's life.
Nope.
But I'm so scared for myself.
Yeah, she was scared for her little life. In her court appearance, Zamora says she would love to go home to her husband. But her bond was set at $250,000.
Please tell me by this time her husband was like, bitch, you on your own.
Mm-mm. I don't think he was on
Team Zamora anymore.
He was on Team Zamora because I don't think he believed the allegations until like after court or whatever. So he stood by her side. Although Zamora never denied the sexual relationship between herself and little Billy, for more than a year after her arrest, she denied the sexual abuse allegations. In police records, when the detectives asked her why the sex acts took place, she responded, "I asked myself the same question. I guess we just got really close, and after I think everything went down, and we're like, how could that happen? We just got close." Mm-hmm. But a year later, in June 2019, Zamora stated she was guilty of sexually assaulting her sixth grade student.
My God, that's the age of my child.
Right? Little Billy's family is suing Daniel Zamora, also suing the school district for failing to report the possible abuse sooner.
That's on you, Dick.
That's on you, Dickling. 43 days passed from the time Principal Dickey received the written statement from students about a possible inappropriate relationship between Zamora and a student to the time Zamora was arrested. 43 days.
How could he not do anything about this or escalate the situation and say, hey, I have these reports. Mm-hmm. Maybe something should be checked. Mm-hmm. Please just quit believing the adults over the children. Of course she's going to say she didn't do anything to them.
Right.
She don't want to go to jail. She little.
She little. She won't be ripped apart from the inside out. The lawsuit filed against Daniel Zamora in the Liberty Elementary School District claimed the husband should have been aware of his wife's action with her underage student and a duty to inform law enforcement. Little Billy's mother said she hated Zamora for what she did to her son, while the boy's father said the family would defeat Zamora and his son will grow up and have a good life.
I don't know if the husband would have necessarily known about it from the beginning.
No.
But once it all started coming out.
Once it came out, yeah.
He should have been like, oh, hell no.
Right. So the school district admitted Principal Dickey did not immediately tell police. The district, however, denied the rumors or information told to Principal Dickey rose to a need to report under the Arizona statute regarding a duty to report the abuse of a minor. The district has asked for the lawsuit against them to be dismissed.
Fire the principal.
Daniel Zamora called the father of the victim after he learned of his wife's misconduct, according to police reports. He didn't seem to know his wife's relationship with the student went beyond a few text messages before the boy's father told him otherwise.
That was big of him to call. Hopefully he apologized.
He said, "This whole situation is crazy. I've never heard of anything like this in my entire life. I understand as a parent, you have got to be livid and hurt. As a husband, I'm distraught and I'm hurt." I feel really bad for him because I bet he didn't know anything.
Yeah, he was standing by his wife. I mean,
his childhood friend, sweetheart.
If anything, he could have been like, he could have suspected she was cheating on him if she started acting sneakier and stuff. But who in their right mind would think that your significant other is molesting a child?
Not me.
Yeah, like never. That's not the first thing that would pop into my head.
No.
Yeah, like that's.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him, and like he's linked to her now in forever. Mm-hmm. Even if they get divorced. It's still I know.
So we're still talking about him on a podcast four years later. So.
We're sorry, Daniel.
I'm sorry, Daniel. But he did settle with Little Billy's parents in a civil lawsuit for an undisclosed amount. And the lawsuit against the school district is still ongoing.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm.
Zamora's lawyer, Belen Almedo Guerrera, hope I said it right, called it a win. "I'm happy to report that today we were very successful," she said. Zamora's mother told the courtroom her daughter was not a monster. Mm. Something Guerrera echoed after the hearing. "She's not a monster."
And you're a liar.
She's not a monster. Monster. Monster.
Liar. Liar. Liar.
I'm sorry. All I heard was monster. She's a monster.
Yes.
Zamora stated, "I am a good and genuine person who made a mistake and regret it deeply. I lived my life respecting and trying to obey every law. I'm not a threat to society." Yeah. She also apologized for causing little Billy and his family undue stress and stated that she was ashamed of her actions. She called her crimes completely out of character and that she really wanted counseling.
She needs something.
You need
it. Yeah. You need it in jail.
Yeah, definitely. So Brittany Zamora pleaded guilty to sexual conduct with a minor, attempted molestation, and public sexual indecency. She was sentenced to 20 years in prison in Maricopa County Superior Court in Phoenix, Friday, July 12, 2019. Judge Sherry Stevens also handed down two lifetime terms of probation and required her to register as a sex offender. Her release date is set to March 16, 2038.
So, parents, in March 16th of 2038, make sure that you don't get any new teachers at your school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what her unmarried name would be.
She voluntarily gave up her teaching certificate.
Oh, good. Okay.
However, at the Arizona State Prison Complex in Perryville, Arizona, she's had no disciplinary issues, and she's actually started tutoring inmates as of September 2021. Mm-mm. And she will be eligible to reapply for her teacher certificate in 2023. However,
what?
I know, I even though she's eligible to apply, doesn't mean she would be granted that. And I would think that this would be a big...
I would hope this would be a big red flag.
Deep on her record.
Like, oh, wait, look, no, she raped a child. We probably shouldn't reinstate her.
Yeah. I don't see a threat like tutoring the inmates, you know. They're all grown-ass women. They can make their own choices and everything.
Yeah, and she's but little, so.
As far as, yeah, she's little. If they don't like what she's teaching today, she's going to get ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this was a big to-do that came out in a newspaper article. And they were like, why is she teaching? Why is she tutoring grown women? And the warden of the jail stated that she was programming in a positive manner to benefit other inmates who have special needs in terms of education or learning, and that 95% of incarcerated people would ultimately return to their communities and couldn't see why anyone would be against it. And I'm with that.
Yeah, obviously, I don't have any problem with her teaching inmates. Mm-hmm. As long as she is not released after she teaches them, teach all you want.
Yeah.
Teach away.
Give her a job to do.
Help them be educated.
That's absolutely correct. If they can get out and be a functioning member of society, why not?
Absolutely.
No biggie in my book. So after Daniel, her husband, stuck by her through thick and thin, all of this, settled a lawsuit, paid off her criminal activity, this bitch files for a divorce in April of 2020.
So she filed for
the divorce, and she said that her marriage was broken beyond repair without hope of reconciliation.
Really?
But she did give him all the community property, including their home.
You don't really need this bedroom anymore,
even,
right?
If he had to sell it and put up half for her when she got out in 2038. I'm glad she at least did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it baffling that she filed for divorce, because if I was the husband, right, that would have been like the first thing I did. Bye, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I guess you want to believe that the person that you spend the majority of your life with, other than your workmates, is not this monster that people are saying, you know? So initially, like if Flip Flop were to be arrested for doing something wrong and I didn't see all the evidence and I didn't know all the evidence, of course I would stand by him.
Yeah.
But then once I was presented with evidence, cold, hard facts, I'd be like,
It's just weird that she was in prison already. It had been 2 years.
Yeah.
And he hadn't filed it?
No.
And I mean, maybe he just was like, she's in prison. It's not like it's going to cost me anything. There's nobody I want to marry right now, so it's fine. It's one less thing I need to worry about. But still, I would have been like, look, as they're taking off your clothes and putting on the orange jumpsuit, can you sign on this dotted line right here?
Maybe he thought that if you're sent to prison, maybe you're automatically divorced.
It's automatic.
Yeah.
You're imprisoned and you're divorced.
Yeah. We don't understand what makes a grown woman attracted to a young boy. Ugh. Just like we don't understand what makes a grown man attracted to a young girl. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's something in their brains that don't click right.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you think that your kids are safe in school,
they're not.
You better make double damn sure. Like, you only got one shot at being a parent. Your kids have one shot at living a good life. And do the best that you can to make sure that they actually have a good life.
Yeah, you need to talk to your kids. Let them know that they can come to you about anything.
Yeah.
know who your kids' friends are. Know what their friends do. Like
what their parents
what
do.
What their parents do, yeah.
Do they have older brothers and sisters at home? Do they, you know, like my kid, I drove my kids absolutely insane. And now they thank me for it. Back then they were like, oh my God, why?
Yeah, well, my kids have everybody over to our house, so I don't have to worry about that.
I know, right?
That. Yeah.
Yes. But like I had,
but yeah.
Especially when you have girls, and I'm saying especially when you have girls, but now look at this. Like,
yeah, I mean, boy.
Okay, so I'm about to read you a list of just a few women that I've just come across that are either teachers or workers or hall monitors or whatever. They actually work in a public school system and have been arrested for child molestation.
I feel like I'm not going to really like this list.
Well, it's, I mean, it looks
long. I can't see it all, but it looks really long.
This is only a few.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Megan Carlisle, age 37, allegedly sexually abused a 15-year-old boy in a parking lot.
Mm-mm.
Michelle Little, 29, arrested for indecent, lewd, or lascivious touching of certain minors involving a 17-year-old male. Hannah Marth, age 26, charged with institutional sexual assault and sexual assault involved with a 17-year-old for 2 years.
Cool. So he was 15 when it started?
He was 15 when it started.
Oh, my gosh.
Tracy Vanderhulst, age 38, accused of having sex with a 16-year-old student, and authorities believe other juveniles may have been victimized. Andrea Serrano, age 31, confessed to sexually abusing a 13-year-old boy and later gave birth to his child.
She had a baby for a baby.
She
oh
did.
Oh, my gosh.
Andy Rosefort, age 31, charged with sexual assault, enticing a minor by computer, and risk of injury to a minor with a high school freshman.
Huh.
Shannon Heslip, age 45, charged with forcible sodomy with a 14-year-old boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Jacqueline Ma, age 34, teacher of the year in 2022-23, arrested on a total of 15 charges of lewd acts with a child and possession of child pornography.
Oh, my gosh.
Emily Marie Anderson, age 35, a special ed teacher, had sex with a 15-year-old boy in a biology classroom closet.
What?
She was charged with sexual assault of a child and improper relationship between educator and student.
You think?
You think. Bethany Sherrill, age 24, the daughter of the school board president,
mm-mm,
engaged in sexual acts with a 14-year-old. This one blows my mind. Shelley Dufresne and Rachel Respis, both sleeping with a 16-year-old as a threesome.
What?
Dufresne had sex with the student more than 40 times before Respis entered the picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Sherry Jo Duncan, her husband was a school superintendent.
Huh.
Arrested for alleged inappropriate contact with a 14-year-old student, including an incident with the victim while her daughter was asleep in the car.
What? Oh, my God. My kids are never going back to school.
Virginia Houston Hinckley, arrested for sexual relations with a 16-year-old.
What do these women see in these children?
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, God.
Pamela Turner, 27, engaging in sexual acts with a 13-year-old student. Alexandria Vera, age 24, engaging in sexual acts with a 13-year-old student. And here's another one that became pregnant but opted for an abortion. For the 13-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Wendy Schweikart.
That's a name.
Age 36. A year prior to her arrest, engaged in sexual acts with an 11-year-old child on 3 separate occasions, one of them being a field trip.
Oh, my God.
Leah Shipman, age 42, involved with a 15-year-old boy. She did not go to jail for this because they actually got married in 2011. Where it was legal in North Carolina, although his parents had to give written permission.
Oh, hell
no.
You're
42 and you're married to a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, my God. No. What the fuck were his parents thinking signing off on that?
Yeah. This damn list was just a drop in the bucket. And if you think it's only men that molest and hurt kids and are preying on your kids, you better think again. And all of these women were absolutely beautiful. Maybe not all of them. Okay?
They were decent.
Beautiful. They were, I mean, perfectly capable of having a relationship with a grown man. Like,
they're teachers that you and your child should be able to trust to take care of your children, not to rape them.
Right.
You don't expect, I mean, you worry about gun violence and bullying at school. Now you don't have to worry about rape.
Yeah, definitely.
On a field trip. It's
terrifying. On a field trip.
God, that got me.
Or in your car with your kid, with your baby in the back.
Oh,
what?
No.
What are you thinking? All this to say, if you or someone you know has been the victim of sexual abuse, text STRENGTH, STRENGTH, to the crisis text line at 741-741 and be connected to a certified crisis counselor.
I did not like this episode.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
It really was.
It really was.
Oh, gosh.
I just... Ugh.
That makes my stomach hurt.
Most of them do, but this one was
this one was really bad.
Really disturbing, especially since she didn't even have a clue that she did anything wrong.
Yeah. And the fact that the principal didn't believe the kids, like, oh, they're just spreading rumors.
Right, Dick.
Well, Dick, this is your job. You need to do some investigating.
That's what you're
paid for.
Do it, Dickie.
Do it, Dickie.
Get on the board, Dickling. All right, well, we will see you again next week. We hope you weren't too disturbed that you'll never listen to us again. We try to stay away from child stuff, but...
I'm never coming back.
No, I'm never coming back either. I quit. Just kidding.
Just
see you
joking.
Next week.
See you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly unwell.